Yes, good evening, Tim. Welcome to a rather chilly Fenton Town Hall this evening. Campaigners, as you say, have been here since the 9th of November when the Ministry of Justice opened up the building for Remembrance Sunday so people could come and go in and have a look at the war memorial inside. The campaigners went in and they have been in there ever since. Now, yesterday afternoon, a notice was posted on the front door which basically said that people only have permission to be in there up until 12:30 on the 9th of November and that they would be given 24 hours notice to vacate the building. Well, the campaigners are still here. That deadline has now expired. There's no sign of anybody coming to evict them. The BBC Radio Stoke does understand that was actually a message from the Ministry of Justice. With me is Cheryl Gerard, who is one of the leading campaigners here. Cheryl, what do you make of this latest development?
Well, I'm not surprised that they haven't arrived. It wasn't, it wasn't a court order or court judgment. It was actually quite a shoddy piece of paper, a photocopied piece of paper that was stuck on to each of the doors around the town hall with brown parcel tape, with a photocopied signature, no letterhead, no address. We weren't actually even sure whether it was. We don't even know whether it's actually from the MOJ or not, to be quite honest. However, we're not moving. Even if somebody did turn up, they have no court order in which to take us out of the building. So we are taking legal advice, so we are staying here. And we will now wait for the next move from them. In the meantime, of course, we are working with them via Urban Vision. You reported yesterday that they had a meeting down at the MOJ's offices in London, to put forward a proposal, which we've been attempting to do for 2 years. So we have a week to work that proposal up now. So hopefully they will, take that on board. And we'll stay here until they do.
I mean, if they do arrive and they do ask you to leave, then you've got quite a bit of stuff in there, haven't you? There's quite a few books which you've brought in to basically try and open up a library. That's going to take a while for you to get out, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll obviously, if it comes to that point, then we'll be taking legal advice on how that happens. Clearly, there is a due process, so it would have to go to a court case. We would obviously be able to go and justify our case, and that would be where our legal team would kind of kick in, as it were. So we're just waiting for the next process from their perspective now.
Do you find that the idea of having to go to court and take on the Ministry of Justice daunting?
I find it all a bit sad, actually. I find we've been attempting to work with them for 2 years on this, and actually it's their communication has been extremely poor, and their consideration for this building, the people of Fenton and the wider area of Stoke-on-Trent, and the significance of this building seems to have been completely lost on them. I'm hoping that we can still come to a conclusion without it actually getting to a court case. That's what I sincerely hope.
Well, as Cheryl said, I think the mood is here. We're here to stay until we get kicked off. Let me just see whether I can grab the statement from the Ministry of Justice, which has just come through to me here. It says the occupiers of the former Stoke-on-Trent Magistrates Court have been given notice to vacate. So confirmation there that notice on the door, which was posted on the door at 10:05 yesterday evening, is indeed from the Ministry of Justice. And of course, this is a story we will be following as it progresses.